Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5-106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, Dr. Cray, Nick Frazier. Predators are finally back home after a five-game road trip. They'll be back at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow night, taking on the best team in the league, the Winnipeg Jets. A special 6 o'clock start time because of Hockey Night in Canada, so note that if you're going to the game, 6 o'clock is the start time. We say hello now to the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is with us now. Sean, good morning. How you doing?
Well, better than you. Welcome back, man. I thought we were going to be able to do this without you this morning.
I know. You know, connection issues. You know, I'm at a suit convention. You know how those go. So sometimes it's just a little crazy. But, hey, I'm here. I'm happy to be here.
Well, glad you're back and excited about tomorrow's game. And you know, back in July, this was going to be one of the biggest games of the year. We knew how good Winnipeg was, and obviously people were pretty excited about our team. So it's going to be fun tomorrow. We've got to right the ship against a team that's screaming right now, so it'll be a fun one.
Well, you've seen this a lot in your career, that if a team is struggling and they go up against a really, really good team, you may have the noise. It's like, oh, this is going to be bad. But a lot of times it turns out to be a turning point for a team because they know the tests that they're up against. So I look at it kind of like that as, you know, this team coming off this road trip, which they did get some points, which is obviously what you're looking for. Now you got a test tomorrow night that this might be a good opportunity for the Predators to turn things around.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, the storyline, you can write it any way you want, whenever you want. You know, you're on a 15-game winning streak and you're playing a good team, you build the story that you're scared or you're excited, or if you're not playing as well as you want to. But you know, there are so many good teams in this league that you're going to go against them at one point or another. You're going to have to beat them, so why not now for us? But I think you're right. You know, you beat them Saturday night in Smashville at home. We know how hard it is to play in our building, and we haven't really shown that this year. So let's get our fans loud and early. You know, we're part of a huge triple header in Canada TV. And let's remind Canada what it's like to play in Smashville and have some fun and ideally come out on the right side.
So one thing that we're very lucky to have as partners with you all with the station and the team is Barry Trotz comes on our afternoon show every week, the general manager. Andrew Brunette comes on quite a bit with his coaching staff on our morning show, and we get you and other members of the front office here every week. And so it provides you an opportunity to, you know, talk to the fans and kind of talk about what's going on in Smashville. Barry has been very honest about that things haven't been good enough this year, but he's also been very honest in that he believes in the job Andrew Brunette's doing. He believes in the job that the players are doing, and you know, this is something that they just have to simply play better and turn things around. So from your perspective, what are you seeing from this team right now, and how can things turn around?
I thought you were going to ask from my perspective on how lucky you are to have us on the radio. And I'm trying to convince my mother how lucky you are, and she said, just stop. You know, I see it. I see it the same way you do. Our fans do, our players do, our coaching staff does, Barry. I'm everyone in the organization, everyone in Smashville. You know, we all want, you know, the team to perform a little differently, obviously. You know, at the same time, you can't be so reactionary to the world. I mean, 5 months ago, I remember you did a whole segment on how mad you were that Andrew Brunette didn't win the coach of the year. And that was in June.
Right.
So for people then to, and not many people are saying it, for people to have a different type of conversation today, you know, because, you know, the first 20 games, we're not where we want to be, that's a little bit silly. I'm just going to be very candid. But you look at the things that you absolutely do control. And I remember a few years ago after Mike Fisher retired, our penalty kill was just awful. And he and I were together one afternoon, and I asked him, I said, why? He said, I don't know. He said, but when your penalty kill is on and it's operating really well, it shows that you have a team that cares about each other, that cares about the outcome, that works super, super hard. Because the key to a penalty kill is just working hard, period. Blocking shots, doing the hard things, forechecking. So when normally when you have a penalty kill that's really, really good, good things are going to happen for that team that season at some point. And that's what I'm looking at right now. Our special teams were number one in the league in penalty kill. I think we're 10th or so in power play. Special teams are working. UC Saros is the human eraser right now. I mean, he and Hellebuck are the two best goalies in the league, and it's going to be fun to watch them tomorrow. You know, so the right thing is going to happen. It's going to click at some point. I think Barry talked about this the other day, but he and I were both talking to the GM of Dallas a few weeks ago, and he talked about when he got Pavelski a few years ago, you know, it took about 6 months for him to click, and the fans were angry about it, you know, because he played in that San Jose system for so long. And then when he retired, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, where is he? We need him again. You know, it just sometimes it takes a little while, and you hate saying that because we're all so patiently impatient. But I'm excited about what can still be this year. If you wipe out our first, you know, 0-5, we're talking a little differently right now. Now, obviously, you can't. Yeah. I think right now we're 6 or 7 points out of a playoff spot. I wish we were 6 or 7 points in a playoff spot, obviously. But, you know, we need to go out and win, you know, 6 out of every 10 games at a minimum to be where we want to be. And this is still going to be a really exciting year. Our fans are behind the team, but we all want the same thing. We want to have our hands up at the end of the game a lot more often than when our heads are down.
We're talking to Sean Henry on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Sean is the head of the Will Call window on the 5th and Broad side at Bridgestone Arena. You still on that side over there, Sean?
You know, it was a great thing. You don't have Will Call anymore. What a pain in the neck that was. I almost said something bad.
Right. You know what? You've been through this before. I mean, in the positions, I mean, hell, you worked for the Detroit Pistons for a while, right? Or for the organization up there?
The organization of the Pistons, yeah. You know, it's funny. I got there when they got their rings for their second championship in a row in Bad Boys. And I thought, my gosh, man, next year I'm going to get a ring. This is going to be awesome. And that was the year that I think Isaiah broke his hand on Lambeer's head. Lambeer quit. Isaiah missed the whole season. Dennis Rodman was traded for a guy with a bad kidney. Joe Dumars, I think it was the one all-star we had that year. But it was a long, 10, 12 years before they rebuilt what they were. So you never know where you're going to be. When I was in Tampa, and I hate using this as an example, we were the worst team in the league in 2004 at January 2nd. And then we went on to win the conference finals the regular season record, and then went on to win the Stanley Cup. The Blues a few years ago were the worst team in the league in January, went on to win the Stanley Cup. Now, those are few and far between, obviously. But you know when you have a good team. You know when you have a good coaching staff. You know when you have a good hockey operations department. And we need those guys to rally together and do what they do. And again, I always go back to last year, it took a while to get this team to gel. And then once we did, it was a lot of fun. But we had a lot of, you know, missing pieces, and we filled those this year. And let's see those guys come together and enjoy each other a little bit more.
You know, we had Michelle Kennedy on, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and she talked about going, you know, because I see her walking around the arena the entire game and talking to people. And she says, it's good people are mad because that means they care. And I'm thinking, you know what? She's right. Because, you know, if you walk around the arena, Sean, tomorrow and nobody talks to you, I think you should be worried about that. The fact that people would offer their opinion to you all the time, I think that's great because it's passion and they love it.
You're absolutely right. Apathy is the worst thing you can have, and we don't have that. You know, I love our fans. I love the real, real dynamic feedback. I like the angry emails. I don't like them, but I appreciate I get them. It's when you're not getting them that you have to worry. But hopefully we get to turn that passion around. And again, instead of people walking around with frowns and anger, you know, a little bit more hugs and high fives. And that's what it's about. So let's get it started tomorrow. Again, when we played Winnipeg in the playoffs in 2018 after we won the President's Trophy, it was the two best teams in hockey playing. It was a shame we played in the second round. But that's what tomorrow's going to be like. It's going to be a really, really fun game. And ideally, you know, we come out on the right side of it and we get a lot of free food.
Yeah, we like free food. Do you feel, Sean Henry is with us, do you feel that sometimes, and we see this in sports a lot, last year, you know, you guys go into the year, Barry gives the message of, hey, we're going to kind of see where we're at. A lot of changes took place. You had a new coach, you had new players, new GM, all those things. And we all got excited because the Predators ended up making the playoffs. In some ways, you could view that as they overachieved a little bit. So sometimes when that happens, you go into the next year and everybody's thinking Stanley Cup. Now, granted, you were very busy in free agency, signed some big free agents, and so everybody kind of got a little bit of that excitement going. Do we still need to just let this process play out and that be the message? Barry's kind of said that too of, hey, we still got some young guys. We do have some veteran guys. The veteran guys got to do their job and they got to help us out more. But this still has to be a game-by-game, step-by-step process.
You know, Barry and I agree on probably 90% of things that we say and do and see in the world. The one area that we kind of disagree a little bit on is I love, absolutely love, when our fans are disappointed in what the outcome is or was. Because it shows that they believe in what we built. And I like high expectations. I really, really do. And, you know, we still have a lot to prove, we have a lot to grow. But at the end of this year, You know, if we go 16-0 in the playoffs this year, I still want our fans at the end of it to say, I still can't believe we gave up that one goal in the first period of the game three or, you know, whatever it is. I like that people were excited this summer. I like that expectations were high. However, I also love the fact that we filled in some pieces, you know, that depth scoring, you know, the high scoring that we lacked last year to do it without changing our future with our young players. And that's the real key. Barry built a plan to really restock our minor league systems, our future stars, stockpile draft picks, while adding key veterans to, you know, keep this team not just competitive, but compete at the highest level, while at the same time allowing the guys in Milwaukee to get the training they need and maturity they need so they can step into our lineup and succeed. That's going to play really well this year, next year, and 5 years from now. And it's really admirable what he has done and what he has built. But it goes back to a plan. It's not just, hey, let's, you know, forget the future and dump everything this summer. We did this summer what a lot of other teams attempt to do, but normally you mortgage your future to do that. And he didn't do it. So that's why I'm just so excited about this season. But also, you know, 15 years from now when I'm celebrating my granddaughter's sweet 16th birthday at a playoff game in April.
Yes, and that will be fantastic. As we end this, tomorrow night's going to be special. David Poile and Shea Weber return to Smashville, now as Hockey Hall of Famers. There's going to be a ceremonial puck drop. That's something that you all are very excited to do with them, and I know there could be some other things as well. How cool is it going to be to have the first GM and the first homegrown drafted Hall of Famer back in the building?
Oh, it's going to be incredible. You know, I was fortunate enough to join them in Toronto last week, and it was magical. You know, I always got, you know, teary-eyed. I'm not the most emotional guy in the world, but it was so much fun seeing, you know, David up there amongst all his peers and people celebrating him, and then Shea following him on stage, and the parties we had and the toast and the sheer volume of former players and alumni that were around. It was so much fun. And now we get to do it in front of the best fans in the world and have some fun Saturday night. And make sure you either tune in or get in the building, because we're also going to have a pretty big announcement tomorrow to make around David and Shea. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I can't wait to celebrate them. There's nothing better than looking back in the past and you know, smiling about it while you also have a really bright future. So I look forward to it. I might even wear a tie tomorrow. Who knows?
I love it. That's going to be awesome. Sean, we appreciate it as always. Appreciate the candor in the conversation. And let's get this thing turned around 2 points tomorrow night.
2 points tomorrow night, and let's just keep having five and hug a stranger in the building. It's always fun. See you guys.
No doubt. See ya. Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the show.